Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with The Truth in Medical Healing. Folks, you know we broadcast every Friday at high noon, depending upon where you are, where you may be. And high noon on East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific Coast. We've been doing this show now called Better Health Direction, and been doing the show for at least 10 years. So, folks, listen to this. You know, when creation occurred, millions and millions, billions of years ago, whenever that was, there were beaches, palm trees, beige colored sand, blue green water, and all beautiful, everything nice. And the thing is this, that over the centuries, the beaches still look beautiful, especially Miami Beach. But everything that we touch has cancer cells. Everything that we eat has cancer cells. And these are cells, you know, these are microscopic organisms. And the thing is this, if we want to be healthy, then you don't want to drink regular bottled water, especially. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as far as the bottled water. Let me just give you a couple of the most important facts. Well, let's do that. Tell you what. Let me just tell you a little bit more in creation. Okay? So centuries and centuries and centuries go by, and around the year 1903, two incredible, fantastic things happened. One is that this fellow, Henry, was playing around with some engine parts. He trying to put a lawnmower. He figured that if he put a little bit of an engine on the lawnmower, that it could go by itself. But meantime, what happened is that a fellow that worked with him came along and he said, well, why don't we put this, his little wheels, we can make this thing sort of move around and carry things for us. Well, the bottom line is that the fellow's name was Henry Ford, and he's the one that started this whole thing with billions and billions, billions of automobiles. Now there's so many automobiles and so much, see, at that time, the turn of the century. By the way, the more important thing that happened in the year 1903, as a matter of fact, the most important thing that happened in the year 1903, that my dad was born. He was a fantastic fellow. Unfortunately, we can't live forever, but he was just incredible. And he became a pharmacist, and I followed in his footsteps about a whole, 30 years later. And the same thing, I practiced pharmacy for a while. And let me just tell you a little bit about my favorite subject. I mean, my favorite subject is talking about my dad, my family, my mom, everybody, my brother. Lucky me, I had an incredible family. But the point is that when the automobile internal combustion engine was developed, it emitted all kinds of, you know, as the engine ran on gasoline. And as it operated, it actually produced different types of cells into the atmosphere, and basically cancer cells. So cancer, let's put it this way. When I was a kid, growing up, 1935, about 30 years after the internal combustion engine was developed, about 30 years later, there were cars all over the streets, different automobiles, and they all looked the same because they were all painted black, most of them, and they also had like a square shape. So it wasn't like today, and when they have all these different things with the automobiles. And the thing is that cancer, there were no cancer hospitals. There was hardly anyone that was getting cancer because it was just about starting out. And I remember my mom talking to one of her friends on the telephone, and I was only a little kid, sort of like, well, crawling around or whatever. And they were talking about the fact that someone's one of the relatives or a good friend, their son had developed some type of cancer in the leg. So, well, that was basically the beginning of all this thing with cancer here in Tianjin. Now we have huge cancer hospital treatment centers and all of that. Why is all that? Because of all the emissions that come from not only planes and boats and different machinery and the population, millions and millions and millions more people in the population, and even just gas-powered lawnmowers, and all of that has created millions of cancer patients. And now there are ways to, the most important way to protect against cancer, all different forms of cancer, is number one, everything that's produced, every food product practically has sugar added to it. Because it makes it taste better, so people more, they'll sell more of that product. But at the same token, sugar itself lends itself to changes in the molecules, in the cell structure of different foods and so forth and so on, so that, again, foods that have everything is, most foods have sugar added to it. So that creates a major problem. And hang on one second, I'll take a sip of this beer over here. No, I'm only kidding. Just a cup of coffee. Excuse me. I have to be able to keep my smooth voice going. So anyhow, let me just tell you a little bit about me. My favorite subject. Well, actually, there's a couple of people ahead of me. My parents, my family, my grandparents, they were all, lucky me, they were all wonderful, wonderful people. So the thing is this, that so now we're talking about what happened is not only when creation occurred and everything, the sky was blue, the beach was green, water was green and white foam and beautiful, and everything was nice and pure. And it all started with the internal combustion engine. And shouldn't say cancer started with that. That sugars, as sugar got refined from different plants and foods and so forth, it became actually that it could emit cancer cells. So to the time of, when I was teenager, there were hardly heard of cancer, even as much as a teenager. So, anyhow, moving right along. Bear in mind also that longevity is increasing. People living longer, sicker. When I was a kid growing up in America, you hardly ever heard of someone you knew or some relative getting cancer. These days, hardly any family has been spared. It's because of the fact that all of the internal combustion engines. Now, major thing that's going to happen is I think I got my first car, my own legitimate car. I had, let's say, a car before I was old enough to get a license. But let's say I had my first car when I was about 16, where I lived, they had what's called a junior license, so you can drive when you were 16 years old and have a driver's license. So the thing is this, that what happened with the development of the internal combustion engine, and because of that going in, all of the emissions going into the atmosphere, it actually started off the ball rolling as far as cancer treatment, cancer hospitals, cancer research, cancer this, cancer that, and cancer all the other things. And so let me just say that I want to tell you a little bit about myself, that I'm a proud holder of 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. Oh, almost forgot. And almost forgot that I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force. And I'm proud that I was part of that also. So the thing is that, let me just say this. I have, the main thing about these Friday shows that we do, Friday noontime in East Coast, 9 a.m. in the Pacific Coast, and it's a, of course, a three-hour difference, but we do a half-hour show. And so let me say this about that water. Water. Water is the basis of life. A human being is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in water. So the thing is that there's all kinds of different bottled water being sold, have been sold for years and so forth. So most of this is, most of the bottled water is, it sounds kind of maybe nasty, but it's true, that most of the bottled water is from faucet water. It's coming from the faucet. It's not anything special to it. It's bottled water, and the manufacturers say all kinds of claims about it. But the fact is that it's actually not pure water. The only pure water that was developed was from, trying to think of when it actually was back in the 1980s, 1960s, where water was developed through an apparatus, and it actually made it into pure water. So I'm going to tell you about, if you're actually drinking pure water, about 20 years ago, I had the fortune, the good fortune of meeting some people that had developed a pure water going through a special process of called ionization, I-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. And with the ionization, it actually takes impurities out of the water. With all that said, you can hook up, there's a machine that this company makes, and it's called Kangen. K-A-N-G-E-N, Kangen, the Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, Enagic is the company based in Tokyo, Japan. And they're the ones that actually developed this type of pure water. And so that the little machine that increases the purity of the water. And so if you drink Kangen water, it's 100% healthier than you were before. And I can play tennis, let's say, for maybe 2 or 3 hours. But the point is that all these things that develop pure water is the basis of healthy life. So, and also, let me just say this, folks, that was also one time, I went to a medical convention in Tokyo, and I was walking through the lobby of the hotel, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he pointed at me, and he said, "Dr. Barton?" So I said, "Yes, yes." And he said, "I'm Dr. Shinya." He said, "Okay, that's good." He held up a newspaper, a Tokyo newspaper. It had everything in Japanese except my picture was on the front of it, of the paper. My picture, and I'm in Tokyo. And I said, "What is it all say?" He says, "You're the person, you're the one that has developed the cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida. And many people from Japan and from different parts of the world are going to your treatment center." Well, see, in the cancer treatment center that we had, we were able to put people into like a cylinder, made out of heavy-duty plexiglass. You can see right through it, so people, if they lay down inside this little, not little, but lay down in this tube size. It was only 7 or 8 feet long and a round tube, so people could see through it, so they wouldn't get claustrophobia or anything like that. But Dr. Shinya actually was a gentleman who actually developed. Shinya is a worldwide medical doctor because he invented and developed the treatment, the special treatment for gastric, for colonoscopy. He developed the colonoscopy. So colonoscopy is an incredible worldwide use. When they first started out, it was only Dr. Shinya and his own clinic in Tokyo where people were lining up to go get this treatment. And what was it about? It raises the oxygen level in the human, in the cells in the body. So by raising the oxygen into the cells of the body, was able to treat different type of conditions, especially with to develop a stronger, a higher purity to kill off the cancer cells. Anyhow, we have about a minute and a half left on the show, folks. Remember, we've got off to a late start today. Sorry about that. Too many things going on. Which is in the 60 seconds, 863-509-9059. If you can get that down, 863-509-9059, you can call me directly for any question you may have. We broadcast every Friday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And one more time, the number to call is 863-509-9059. And let's pray also for peace in the world, folks, and that everybody can be able to distinguish Russia, to be able to control that horrible thing that's going on with these terrible, terrible people. They don't know how to enjoy life. They can have millions of dollars, which they have, but they don't know how to enjoy life. Simple as that. Folks, tune in next week on Friday at high noontime on the East Coast, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And this is Dr. Barton. Thank you for listening. Over and out.